All right. Enjoying the change and shift within you? Starting to feel yourself aligning to more positive and happy life tracks into the future. Right? Well, one of the aspects of manifestation that is so important of anything is, of course, as we mentioned, is your self-image and your identity, because unless you have that up, you can't get a reality that's congruent with that. However, it's also the ability to work with the flow. Now, you know what the flow is. The flow is when things just unfold in a natural kind of way. Now, everyone has a flow. But when we talk about the divine flow, we're talking about a magical flow. And that's what you really want. And when you have success in a business or something and you build a business, there's generally a lot of work at the beginning and so on. It's just going and going. And there's a point where it catches, a successful business, of course. It catches. And there becomes a momentum. It's kind of like the old locomotives, and they would start, but there'd be at a point where I'd go into a flow. When you drive a car, if you have a stick shift, you know when you get it into third, you are in your flow now. All the building, all the detailing, all the input has come into place. All the intentions are in alignment. Your self-image, your identity is in alignment. You're moving forward towards a goal or towards a target, towards an experience in a direction specifically chosen by you, in the direction of your choice. And as you move with deliberateness towards that direction, towards that goal, towards that end, towards that result. And again, the results are not the forms per se, but they are the experience of you. You're moving towards the you who can choose that and receive it. Okay? No earning. There is work. There is effort that needs to be made. But you understand now the effort's not in the past anymore. You don't have to go back and rewire your past that much. You know it. You know it so well. It's not going to yield much more fresh information for you. It's not going to yield much more healing power for you. The healing power for you now is your relationship to the future. Your relationship to you, your relationship to your world. This is the ultimate relationship you came to experience. The relationship with the divine. So between you, your world, and reality. Between your relationship to your goal, to your dreams, your relationship to the divine that you are bringing more and more within you, your relationship to time, your relationship to money, your relationship to things, your relationship to friends, your relationship to your pets, your relationship to everything, to all the plants, the animals, your relationships. Come to a point where you experience the total support of your reality. You are safe. You know that there's nothing that will come to you that does not come delivered with support and love for you. Even if it's a tragedy, that it will come and you will get gifts to help you to learn to do what you need to do. Trust that you're on a life track, a homegoing life track. And in the process of that, of course, the first relationship is you had when you were a child was with your parents. You didn't know much about yourself. You felt it. Your soul knew it. But the interaction with the world was not there. It is now. So now you go back and you pick up the wisdom of your soul. You go back and retrieve that which perhaps you left behind. That knowing, that sense of yourself. You've been finding pieces of it all along your journey. And if you are living your life well at this time, you have incorporated many unique pieces of who you are into your life, feelings that are distinctly yours, belief system that you have built from scratch pretty much yourself. And so your life goes better and better. But we want to talk a little bit about this flow. Because in relationships, you want to have a relationship not only to bring in a good relationship, not only to initiate a good relationship. A lot of people can do that, can start a relationship. But what you want to do is to deepen it, enrichen it, open to it, and allow the unfoldments of it. In so doing, you can get a momentum. At some point, it catches, the relationship catches, and it moves forward. It moves into a future. Everything that you do, every direction that you take, every intention that you fulfill towards any kind of goal requires that you get a flow. You've got to get the flow going. Now, the flow is actually natural to everyone. Everyone has a flow. But people who resist the flow, people who have burdens, are afraid of the flow. People who think they have to earn everything are overwhelmed by the flow. So that's why we've been working with those particular pieces in this seminar. Because we want you to be free to go with the flow. Now, in the old days, back in the 70s, oh, go with the flow, really meant, you know, letting go of yourself and just going with what was. And that was actually very good advice at that time. Because people were in so much control as part of their upbringing, they needed to relax. They needed to be present with what's going on. And it was a lot of awakening, and going with the flow seemed to also coincide with taking various substances, experiencing various altered states. It was all part of that explosion into areas that reach into the unconscious mind. But that territory has been opened. And whether you use substances or not to get to your unconscious mind and have access to that grander aspect of you that's there, it is still available and much more easily than it was 20, 30, or 40 years ago. The flow comes from the unconscious. The flow is the way reality is being constructed in time. The flow is about time, how you unfold your manifestations in time. And you're manifesting continuously. Everything that you're experiencing in your life is a manifestation. And it comes in a certain time, if you notice. Like we've said before, if you desire something and you work towards something and you tend something and all that kind of thing, and it shows up, you'll notice that there's a gap of time. It takes time for the universe to put it together for you. It's like you go to a restaurant, and it's a nice restaurant, really quality restaurant. You sit down at the table, you look at your menu, you decide what you want, you give your order to the waiter. Do you expect it to show up instantly? No, that's a cheap fast food joint. And even there you have to wait in line till you can get to the window until they can get it assembled for you. But in a really great restaurant with the best food, the highest quality, you expect it's going to take time to prepare, but you also trust that you place your order, it's going to come. If it doesn't, if something's wrong with it, you are actually surprised. And you'll complain to the management. Maybe they'll give you something else. But recognize you don't have to fuss over the flow. The flow, going to a restaurant, placing your order, and you just chat and you hang out, and you're just kind of going with the flow. And then, at a certain moment, your food arrives. Expected. Beautiful manifestation. All right. And hopefully you enjoy it, you eat it, you celebrate it, you have a good time, and then you know that you're done, and you get your check, get your bill and pay your bill and walk out the door, and it's done. The whole transaction, the whole flow is complete. Right? Now, as we mentioned before, that's just an analogy. It's not exactly the way manifestation works, but it's close. It gives you an idea about time. When you want something and you desire something, you keep moving towards it with a certain curiosity, with an intrigue, exploring it, the topic of what it is that you want things with. Like, for example, if you want a relationship, you explore all of these things that we've talked to you about, on how to be in your light, how to be in your power, how to respond, how to react, knowing that you deserve a good relationship and you don't owe anybody anything. Learning how to stay out of that guilt trip that gets hooked by people who feel they're entitled to your energy, or feeling you owe them, or feeling that you're supposed to react to them this way, or you're supposed to do this, and all your duties and obligations. Learning how to dismantle all of that in the moment so you stay free and your solar plexus stays smooth energetically. As you do that with deliberate actions, it's like you've put in your order. It's in the kitchen being prepared, out of sight. Who wants the, except in a, one of those open sushi bars, you place an order, who watches, goes into the kitchen and stands over the chef to make sure it's all cooked correctly? Why would you want to do that? It could really spoil things. It could annoy the chef. It could annoy you, actually. You could go in the kitchen and find some kind of dissatisfaction in there. It's too complicated. Why not just stay at the table, laugh, have a good time with your friends? And then allow it to be received. No earning. You don't have to go and cook it yourself in the kitchen. You just receive it, you see? So in manifestation, you put it together, you move on it as a topic with curiosity and engagement, becoming true to yourself every step of the way, letting go of the guilt, letting go of shame, anytime it rears its ugly heads. And you're going to be tested by the consensus. You're going to be tested by the social integrator. And your ego is the one that's basically testing you. Because you see, if you feel insecure and you don't feel safe and you worry, and you don't feel deserving, and you wonder if you're doing it right, well, it's going to take a lot longer to bring your order. And in that gap of space-time, you can go into panic. It's not here yet. It's not here yet. I haven't gotten it yet. Maybe I'm never going to get it. I'm wanting it. But maybe I'm never going to get it. I'm afraid I'm going to be disappointed. I'm afraid I'm going to be upset about this. Maybe I should just let it go now so I don't worry about it. This is the balancing forces, the leveling forces. Well, put that thought in your head. Let it go. Let it go. Don't get stressed about it. Because if you worry about where you're going and what you want to do, you totally blow it, really. You wander off to another life track where you situations show up that is so uncertain and so changeable that you have a lot of more insecurity. Now recognize the flow is aligned to your intention. It's aligned to where you focus and what you feel. If you are depressed and filled with fear and anger, or you're numbing out, the life track you're on is just more of the same. So since you want a life track that's better, you set a desire, a goal, that's higher than where you are now. And by higher, we mean where you are more, where you are more radiant, where you're happier with yourself than you are now. And that's the direction you go to. The direction of feeling fulfilled in a relationship, feeling fulfilled financially, getting all the goodies you want, all those forms will come with it, but the feeling is of you, the greater being. That establishes a flow of direction. If, on the other hand, you shrink and you stay back because in your smaller self, in your older self, a more insecure self, a more upset or angry self, one who finds little dissatisfactions everywhere and likes to gripe and complain and worry, if you find yourself there, or somebody who feels guilty just breathing and feels like they have to serve everybody, whatever your program is that you've adapted from the social integrator, whichever one you unconsciously picked up that you said, this is mine, I'm gonna slave through this one, this lifetime. It's the one that's the issue related to your theme, right? If you do that, if you focus on fixing the problem, then you are your end result is to fix the problem. It's not the beautiful reality that will come to you after the problem is cleared. Okay? So if you're going to fix the problem, reality says, okay, then we have to line up problems for you. Okay? So you want to celebrate all the little beautiful things, all the little whispers and messages that say, yes, 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 yes. It's coming, yes, yes, yes. And you want to trust that it's being prepared, your order is being prepared, and you need to live and connect into the vibrational frequency of it being fulfilled. The vibrational frequency, whatever that frequency is. Now you've heard all this before in various ways. There are many, many ways of describing manifestation. What we want to talk about here, though, is that even when you start getting what you want, you have to still continue to focus still ahead in the future. A lot of people, when they start getting what they want, they go unconscious. They go blotto. They're like little kids. Oh, good! Play day! It's my birthday! I'm getting stuff. And while that's wonderful to celebrate it, you get distracted by the stuff, by the things, and you stall out, and you forget where you're going. And when that happens, the way that your universe tells you, hey, wait a minute, you're stalling out. You need to get back on your track now. The way the universe does that is send you a test. The social integrator says, oh, they're getting distracted. They're losing power. It's our opportunity. And so something that in the past has been your hook, that's grabbed you, snagged you, limited you, upset you, thrown you for a loop, will show up. And how you handle the test determines where you go. it's a challenge in some way in the area of what you're doing or trying to experience in a momentum. And a lot of people will go and program and create and move forward and get to some satisfaction, get to some getting what they want, only to shortly thereafter lose it. Because they didn't continue expanding their self-image. You can't let the reality get so big unless you get bigger. The only way you get a good reality is by expanding your self-image, your identity, to connect with more of the divine being, more aware of who you are. And as you do that, you get a better reality. But if you get a better reality and you just start playing around with it and focusing with it, "Ooh, this is great, I'm in the flow," and forget, you get the test. The test says, do you want to return to your smaller self and collapse this momentum and this flow and put it back to where you used to have it and the way you used to do it? You used to sabotage yourself at this point. It's your opportunity. Do you still want to do that old program or not? Or, you know, what would you want to do? What do you want to do? It's your opportunity. It's your choice point. Most people see the challenge as an indication that they've lost, that they failed, that it's gone, it's over, it's done. And they're miserable and they fight it and they try to push and drive themselves through it and they try to get beyond it and da 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 da, and then they try earning it and that blows it even more. So remember, as you get going in your beautiful life, there will be challenges, what we call choice points, points of power, where the opportunity is for you to go back to your previous pattern. It will feel very familiar. It almost will feel safe because it's a well-rubbed groove that you've had from the past. And you'll say, "Oh, it's happening again." And that's what happens when you have, like, you've had several relationships fall apart, and then you find somebody who's totally unique, totally different. Wow, this is a totally different relationship. I'm totally on top of the world. This is fantastic. And then they suddenly start to do the same old stuff, and you say, "Oh gosh, this is the same pattern. It's just a different. This is just a different person doing the same old pattern." And you tend to think it's them, but it's not. It's you. You are creating the challenge, the test point. Can you respond to it? If you do, by expanding yourself, by owning your divine nature, by loving yourself, by really making sure you're oriented to your truth, to yourself, to your soul, getting clear in that solar plexus area, clearing out anything that's in the way, clearing out all the guilt, all the shame, all the feelings of and especially the guilt where you feel like you must do this for other people. Your duties and obligations are all tied in with guilt. The sinner slave driver, the ego, needing some kind of recognition, needing some kind of support, needing... It's going to challenge you in the area of your greatest vulnerability as far as your pattern, your power is concerned. It's the place where you give up your power most easily. You will get it. And most people blow it. If you can stay consciously aware and say, "I remember," now the reason we're emphasizing this is because we've said this, oh my gosh, numerous times. Daniel's been at every one of our seminars. Daniel, how many times do you think we've ever talked about the test?
50
times? Whatever. 50 seminars? Whatever it is. We've talked about the test over and over and over again. And it's amazing how people forget about the test. So when the test comes up, they fail. They get very upset. Even very, very conscious, successful people. They think that the success is assured now. Then bang, the test. And it can come out of left field. It doesn't have to be in the area that you're working in. It can be in something else. But the key piece of it is an offer for you to give your power away to your external reality and to return to a person you used to be, to shrink back to who you used to be. And who you used to be was not as secure as you are now, was not as safe as you are now, not as happy as you are, not as powerful as you are, not as free as you are now. So your energy field just shrinks down. That's the way we see it. As a person gets, if you get into fear, okay, you shrink. Some people are in so much fear that you can't even see their aura. It's shrunk down to their body, almost inside their body. You can hardly see anything. They have hardly any energy that you can, like, look at. It's very, very unfortunate. It's sad, right? Don't let yourself shrink. Even if your energy feels huge and it shrinks, it'll still be big. But it's the big energy field you had 2 years ago. Don't want to go there. It's about keeping your image, your identity expanded. And maybe one day, when you get a test, you will actually remember, oh boy, this is the test. It feels so familiar. It feels like the same old, same old. I thought I was done with this pattern, and here it is again. That's generally what you say when the test arises. I'm done with this pattern. Why is it happening again? It's the test. If you can remember, Galexis says the test will come. And when the test comes, stop. Expand. Claim your divinity. Get at peace with your soul and you. Bring yourself to peace. Trust. Feel the safety. Get into the safety. Understand that your reality is sending you an opportunity. You don't have to accept it. It's your choice point. If it's an old pattern, you just say, no, I refuse to go there. I can see that that's kind of sliding me into fear, or it's sliding me into guilt. That's the old pattern. I refuse. I'm going to let go of my guilt now. I'm going to let go of my fear now. I'm going to let go of my insecurity. I'm going to call in all my guides. I'm going to get myself all, you know, energized. I'm going to expand my aura. I'm going to claim my divinity. I am going to get in my power. I'm going to take my power back from whatever it is that's going on. I'm going to take my power back from the outside world. I'm going to take my power back from whoever it is that's bringing me this challenge. Because I'm starting to lose my power, else what? It wouldn't come up. You do that right away. You know what we said earlier? Problems can come up, and if you stay in your light, most often they'll just dissolve away. And that's what will happen. Most often. 99% of the time. It's very, very rare. We'd say it'd have to be some kind of a quote-unquote karmic destiny event to not do that. But most of the time, it will. It will change. It will resolve, and all of a sudden, oh, okay. But you're staying present, and you're staying in your light. You may have multiple tests because, and you will notice that if you pass them, as you pass two or three of these, you'll notice that the tests become way more obvious, and they're also easier. It's a learned response. You're learning ways to respond from a higher level. Okay? And after a few times of responding positively, then when the test comes, you start laughing about it. Oh, there you are again. Okay, so what do I need to release this time? And it's a reminder, I need to expand. I need to own more of my divinity, own my power, and I'm a powerful reality creator. Call in my helpers, call in my guides. Call in the whole crew, whatever. And as soon as you do that, it goes well. And that choice point puts you on a better life track. That's your life track choice point. Okay? That's where you determine where are you going. Are you going to continue the life track of the person you were a few months ago? A few weeks ago? Whatever it was. Are you going to go back to that life track? Or are you going to continue on this new, grander, funner life track? and you're going to even get better. What life track do you want? Now, one of the things about life tracks is this, is that when you came into this life, you had several themes you wanted to work on. You have two missions, a personal mission and a global mission. Your personal mission is to realize who you are. And through that self-realization process, loving, valuing, owning who you are, you then express yourself through the three divine channels. And that knowing who you are is one of them. And learning how to create a beautiful life and doing the creation and manifestation of something that is unique and expressive of your creativity and your desire, that's another channel. And then to love, touch, and heal. Love yourself, love others, love, touch, heal. Be loved, be touched, be healed. That's a good life. That's the good life. And you're a manifester, putting it all together your way. And that's your personal mission, is basically to get yourself to a point to where you know more or less who you are and love yourself enough to really enjoy being you. And then you turn your attention on allowing yourself to receive the magical gifts that are available for you. You do your manifestation work, holding your resonance, loving, getting rid of all the resistances, the judgments of self and others, everything. Getting the guilt, the shame, getting rid of it, where it shows up. It will show up. There's, even though we got rid of a whole bunch of it for you, you're way, way lighter now than you were. It was fastened into a whole bunch of threads of themes and issues and so forth that branched out into your life. And so you're going to bump up against one of those. And it's going to look like, it looks like you're, this is an opportunity for you to live a life based on shame and guilt again. No, it's just a remnant. Do not take it seriously. Do not make it a big deal, or else you buy right back into it, bang. It's just a thread. It's just a remnant. You pick it up and throw it in the trash. As easy as pulling like a hair out of soft butter. Just pour it out. And you lean over and you just drop it into the trash. Ooh, yeah. Ah, okay. It's just like that. And you're done. All right. Now, you have a global mission. This is an optional. Your personal mission is a given. Everybody has to have that. That's part of the whole physical plane experience that you chose. The global mission is that you came to the planet at a certain time and you have an inclination to create change in the world. And you can look around your world and see plenty of change that needs to be made. You look at the politics, the wars, the craziness, crazy dictators, suffering masses, just tremendous hardships with natural disasters, and on and on and on. There's so much in the world that is in pain. So much of the world in violence and destruction from the dark underbelly of the social integrator, the man code, and the good girl training. Suppressing women everywhere, enslaving women, suppressing men's beauty, increasing, cranking up the testosterone and creating competition, conflict, domination, manipulation, violence. Ah, just so much that needs to be healed. And we've been talking in this seminar about you this to be healed within you. And if it feels right for you, we call on you to help us get this information out to the world. Or to do it in some other way, your way. Get this vibration, this healing that you've been going through out there. Spread it. Shine your light. Be the beginning ripple. The beginning of a big ripple effect. You. You've heard in quantum physics that the butterfly wings over here can create a flood over there. Yeah. You being in your power and your light and your healing and you showing in your relationships, you showing up as the being that you are, living your life and your relationships, you're going to heal, love, and touch other people. You can't help it. And you're making a change in the vibrational frequency, and this spreads. Everybody you talk to, everybody you touch in any way can be changed, can be lifted. And everybody's carrying burdens around out there. Not for you to take them, but for you to love them. Love these people. Have compassion. They're stuck in the social integrator, unconscious. They don't know. They're not less than you. They just don't know. They're doing the best they can. They just don't know. Whatever you can do to share this information with whoever is open and receptive and ready. Expand to the world this healing. To heal the man code. To heal the good girl training. So that men and women can be true to themselves, can be in their light, in their power, in their beauty, in their... be who they are. And you in a momentum, ever-expanding momentum. With a whole bunch of little tests that get easier and easier and easier until it's more and more magic and magic and magic and more gifts and gifts and gifts and less tests. It just becomes natural for you, ordinary for you, to live that divine life in the divine flow. And the divine flow will bring you everything. You deserve everything. You deserve everything you want. You deserve it. Let go of these burdens of duties and obligations, guilts and shames. Let it go when it shows up. It's not real and it's not true to you anymore. Let it go. And just as we suggested that you send a beam of heart love to other people that you see in the day, on the street, wherever, that will spread your light in the world. We recommend that perhaps as part of your global mission, a part of your gift, the gift of you to the world, you send these beams of light to world leaders, to people suffering in other countries or even in this one. Send your light. Direct it, intend it out there. You're a powerful enough being that it makes a difference. Don't think you're some insignificant person. That's why your ego has gotten you and hooked you so much of your life, because you thought you were worthless, valueless, insignificant, and unimportant. And so the ego kept looking for validation for you, so you would know. But now you know, you already are that. You just need to own it more. You need to connect with it more and say, I am valuable. What does that feel like? What does that mean to me? How would I live being valuable, being worthy? I deserve. What does that mean? Are you willing to have what you want? You don't have to earn it. You know, you'll do actions towards it And that aligns your intention, it aligns your reality. But you're not earning it, so that when you get it, it's not a reward for anything. If you get into cause and effect like that, if you have a guilt, you're going to get punished. And you don't, it's not even, you're not even guilty of anything. And you'll get punished. You'll get into privation and suffering and ill. So recognize, it's up to you now. You don't owe anybody anything. You don't even owe your parents anything. If you have to take care of an ill and dying parent, you need to change your attitude about it from, oh gosh, I have to. There's nobody else that's going to do it. I must. This is my obligation. I guess I got to do it. I mean, I care about them and I guess I've got to do it and sacrifice myself. No. You've got to get in the mindset where you are in your power regardless of what you do. And if you're in your power and you send light, love, and healing into the world, you will pretty soon begin to connect into the oneness. The oneness is the sense of knowing that you and everything in your reality are related and made up of the same substance. Substance of light, of soul, of love. It's all love. Now you may think, oh, violence and shame, that's not love. But it is. Oh yeah, it's a far, you know, piece of darkness. But it can't be anything but love because there's nothing else that exists. Reality is made of, what you are made of. Everything is love. Everything. The illusion is filled with love. It's up to you. What can you receive? Already you don't receive horrible violence and degradation because your self image, your identity, your energy field is too big. Make it bigger. You'll get more love and less stuff. But also, add it to the world. Give it out there to the world some, too. Just a little bit here and there. Because when you do that, you're owning your power as the creator of this illusion you're in. And the world is part of your illusion. It's part of what you've created. So you want to gift yourself a changing world, a healing world. In that, in whatever unique way you do it, is your global mission. It's your relationship with the divine. And when you get that oneness, when you get that relationship, you really know you're done. You're done with birth and death and all that. Not that you aren't already, because it's actually going to be a choice when you don't have to earn. A lot of people think you do. You don't have to earn total ascension. You don't have to earn it. And by ascension, we mean that you can continue on homeward to fifth plane, which is your home plane, and move through the physical, astral, causal, supercausal, and back home without having to come back to Earth again. Not that you don't like Earth. Once you create really well, you love Earth. You loved Earth so much you came here and spent lifetimes here. This is your favorite vacation outpost. Well, that's what you originally thought it would be. Surprise. You got caught up in all sorts of stuff, all right? But you're at the point of dismantling all your stuff. You're going home. And you, when you die, and it's your last lifetime, it's your home-going lifetime, the home-going lifetime, because there are several lifetimes that you're aiming for home, but you may not go all the way there. At your death, you get the choice. Do you want to return Do you want to continue the cycle, or do you want to continue onward up? You actually get the choice. And most people, amazingly, just choose to come back because there's still more that they want to study. This is a research place for you. More they want to create, more they want to learn and experience. So it's up to you. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to work for it. But when you get to the level where you're working with the world energy, you know you're also at the level where you don't have personal problems anymore. Your personal issues, well, yeah, you can have personal issues. You can have health problems, all sorts of things. But it isn't a big deal. Somehow or another, it's just something what is. It's part of the illusion. You got it. You got that it's an illusion. And you can put your focus on greater and more beautiful things and keep expanding yourself. And it doesn't seem to bother you as much at all. You won't feel limited by it. Like the great gurus who suffer, or, you know, Jesus, you know, on the cross suffering and so on. You know, it's like, it's just what it is. A lot of the drama around Jesus on the cross is made up, unfortunately, because the social integrator decided, and then the groups of people decided that it would be very advantageous to the church to make Jesus a martyr because people think that's very noble and so on. Jesus was not a martyr. He did this whole thing by choice in his power and in his light. And the reason he did that was because he was taking the burdens, the loads, the karmas, the issues and stuff off his disciples, off his followers. And that's what a guru of the light and the sound of the highest order does. And they have to do it, otherwise they cannot leave the planet. They can't finish. They can't get their body done. They would go and live eternally, even in a body, if they didn't do that. So they take it all on, and then that enables them to extinguish the body so they can leave. When their time comes, when they've gotten initiated and connected to every one of their followers. But it was totally a choice. Remember, it was a choice. Jesus was always in choice. Even when he said, not my will, thy will, that's put in his mouth later in a sense. What he's talking about is the higher will, the divine flow. He wants it in the divine flow. It's my choice to put it in divine flow, and I want to gift, you know, all my followers with this healing. So recognize that you're at the level now. You don't need to return. So why not gift your world? There are plenty of places that need it. Your heart love can expand. And again, don't be empathic. Don't get sucked into it. Stay detached from it and bring the light in from the divine and send it out there. And that's what you're here for. Relationships are probably the most accelerated way of learning who you are and getting home. And you don't have to be living with your quote-unquote twin flame or soulmate to be able to do that. The channel and Daniel are not soulmates. They just aren't. But they chose each other as companions on the spiritual path. The future is beautiful. Despite what the world looks like today, the future is beautiful. Because when you put yourself on a beautiful life track, you put the world, your world, on a beautiful life track too. On a life track of healing. your choice, your power, your light. All right, we would like now to touch you, to work with you, to do some healing work with you on whatever it is that you feel in relationships you would like to lift, to change, to lighten. And so let yourself relax now. Let yourself get comfortable, relax, close your eyes, and go gently to center. You've done this so many times before, to let yourself float. Float gently. So much has happened, so much you learn, so much you know, so much you think about and feel about. There's so much to integrate, so much to bring into your consciousness, anchoring it into your knowing, into the connection with your soul, and to the depth of your true wisdom, anchoring into your light. And so now, let us do that with you. Let us love you and let us work with you. So floating now, find yourself in a sky filled with stars, perhaps a day sky, hundreds, perhaps thousands of stars, letting yourself just float. All these stars being your friends, being those who love you from other lifetimes, from this one, from other dimensions, and even from this one. Your spirit helpers, mentors, masters, teachers, friends. And of course, all of us. Letting yourself just be surrounded by those who love you. And let us all, witnessing your light, you also, a star, a spark like us. Let us love you. Let us be with you. Let yourself open to receive our love, it's safe. Dear one, it's safe. It's safe. You're moving into a new phase, a new era of your life. It's exciting. It's expansive. It's filled with love. And you're ready. You're ready to move forward. You need to integrate, though, before what comes to you can become effortless and joyful and natural. And so letting yourself receive our love, letting yourself feel safe and bathed in the love of all of us around you. Notice that some of the stars around you move from their place and come together above you and form a bright star, the way that we show ourselves, a group that puts our lights together into one, that becomes one, that speaks as one. And from that one star above you, we send a beam of light down to you. That beam of light comes down and touches the top of your head. It comes and flows down your head onto your shoulders, moves through the center of your head, through your brain, through the back of your head, under the occiput, through the old brain, brain stem, down through the throat, through the neck. That beam of light, that beautiful light flowing down through there, almost like a liquid, healing, touching, all the way down into your chest, to your heart chakra, to your place of love, to your place of greater knowing of you, of your divine nature. Touching the connection with your divine self. We touch you in the heart chakra. Let us be there with you. Let the light fill up your heart. Let that whole chest cavity fill up. Let your whole auric feel the greater light coming out now of that center point of that chakra, spinning beautifully, brightly, lovingly. We honor your love, your capacity for love, your willingness to love. Your willingness to love and your willingness to be vulnerable, to open up, to get out of hiding, to be seen so that you can also receive that love that is ready for you. Let us touch you now. Let us touch you in the heart with our love. To strengthen, to fortify that love. And as that love strengthens, we reach up to your third eye, that space between your eyebrows. And we touch that as well now. So both the heart and the eye are touched by our love, our light. They are the third eye to see that new future, safe, loving, natural, free to you, filled with love and fun and adventure and joy and all the good things. The freedom to be yourself, to be able to be yourself, free of guilt and fear and social integrator pressure. To know yourself, to express yourself, to be you, and allow others to see you, see who you really are, to allow others to love you, to appreciate you, to be with you. And also to allow yourself, now we go back up to the top of the head, touching the top of your head, your crown, so that you can receive more of the love of the divine flowing down into you, into your heart, sending your heart energy, your beautiful heartfelt energy to those you care about, to your world. Shining your radiance. Bringing in the divine into you and sharing that divine of you with others. And we go and we touch you now just beneath your hairline on the top of your forehead. Your frontal lobes. Your intellectual knowing. Your perception, your awareness, your consciousness, your power and empowerment as regards your actions, your feelings, your thoughts, taking charge and managing your own emotional body, mental body, getting the messages, getting the whispers sent to you, that awareness, sharpening your brain, sharpening the conscious awareness as it works through your body, through your brain. And now we're going to enhance, working with you, your emotional body. We're going to touch your temples now, both temples. Letting the energy go between the temples through the center of your head into the center of your brain. From your temples into the pituitary pineal, into the very core of your brain. All the way through the temporal lobes. Expanding your intuition, your greater sense of knowing, your perception, your imagination. Bringing your brain, your head, your awareness to a greater and more beautiful clarity. touching briefly now the back of your head at the base of your skull, in the very back. Putting a light right there. A light of connection. This is a connection to many of your spiritual helpers. A connection to healing in your body. And removal of stress and worry and anxiety and tension. Let it drain now, out of your head, out of your brain. Let it drain back into the occiput, back into the back of your head. And let us take it there. We'll just pull some out. Just relieve that tension, that stress, that pressure. Pressure to be always vigilant, capable, on top of things. And let us move to behind your heart now, in your back, loving you from behind as well. And now connecting that brain and all that consciousness, those frontal lobes, the temporal lobes, all the brain, the intuition, the perception, the capacities of knowing. Now with your gut, moving now to what is called the lower tantien, that place right beneath the navel. We touch that. We're going to go in there. Go in, under, behind your navel. To touch your anima. Your animus, the connection with soul through your body soul, your seat of knowing, your seat of getting, knowing, truth, your feedback. Let us work with that. Let us get your brain, your thoughts, your feelings, your awareness, now, and your that knowing. Let's get that connected now. We're going to move light between the two, linking it up to make it easier for you to perceive, to know your truth, to make those decisions, the gut level understandings, knowings, so that you can move through the woods, move through the world of relationships, the complexities, the intricacies of yourself and others, with a sure-footedness on your path true to you and who you are. Now, you have an issue or theme related to relationships. What do you truly wish to experience more of in relationships, the positive? And what is it you would like to let go of that you see as your limitation, perhaps even your worst limitation remaining? We've already removed a lot from you. Let go of the residues now. Give them to us right now. Let us take them. Let us take your issues. Let us also dream for you, connect for you, a life track of love and joy and happiness in all your relationships, whether they be love relationships, family, friendships, business, or the greater world, the greater consensus, whether they be with animals, plants, nature, higher self even. As we said before, you're safe. Remind yourself it's time to know that you're safe as you rely on this knowing. You're safe. You can stop hiding. You can let yourself be seen. You can breathe in. Let yourself breathe in right now. Breathe in the love. The love that is around you and the love that is waiting for you in your future. Be softer, softer, be gentle with yourself. You've worked so hard, you've processed, you've learned, you've grown. The tough times are over. Let them be gone. Let them be done. You've had to be so strong. You've had to pull yourself together. Be gentle with yourself now. And drop your burdens. Give your burdens to us, the burdens of guilt and fear that may remain. The residues that motivate you incorrectly, give them to us. Be here. Be with us. Be here now. Connect. Let us connect you now to greater and greater light, to the universe, to your greater self, to that future you, to that life track that you are on, moving into a better one, happier one, more fulfilling one, more loving one, more free, more empowered one. Safe, trust, be. And it is done. We have connected your energies. We have aligned you. We have illumined, expanded, and connected. We love you. Let yourself carry this like a flame inside you, deep knowing that you are loved, protected, safe, and things are getting better and better and better on this beautiful new era of your life, this new life track of the future. Let yourself return now to your awareness, to the room, to the space, to gently, gently open your eyes and be back. And we will take a short break and return. Farewell.